Welcome to the June 26th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, following DIA, Jonathan Andrus, co-CEO of CREO, described how central e-source integration can bridge fragmentation between site systems and sponsor oversight. His model combines protocol-driven templates with site-level flexibility, reducing administrative burden while enabling better patient focus. Up next, in industry news, Nature Medicine retracted a Phase 3 lung cancer study after identifying documentation discrepancies, mid-trial protocol changes on clinicaltrials.gov, and unusual data patterns inconsistent with typical Phase 3 datasets. The LungTime C01 trial claimed dramatic survival benefits from morning immunochemotherapy administration, but lacked audit confidence in its integrity. And finally, the FDA approved Gilead's Trodelvy for first-line metastatic triple-negative breast cancer, both as monotherapy and combined with pembrolizumab. ASCENT-03 showed 38% reduction in disease progression versus chemotherapy, marking the first new backbone therapy for this disease in over two decades. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.